Hello and welcome to eRacing.net's Punta del Este post-race podcast. I'm Harry Benjamin. After an intense qualifying, we saw the Dragon Racing duo of Jerome D'Ambrosio and Loic Duval lock out the front row with championship leader and rivals Lucas Degrassi and Sebastian Buemi down in just 4th and 5th place. Sam Burb made up the most in the opening laps with moving up to P2 in front of Loic Duval as Dragon Racing's Jerome D'Ambrosio led the way. You can only go singles file in the first couple of corners, however Bruno Senna and Antonio Felix da Costa were getting very feisty and threatening to not follow that trend. However, Bruno Senna managed to come out best in that, but it wasn't for long. He hit the wall somewhere out on track, unbeknown to the TV cameras. He was forced to come in for a tyre change, the first ever Formula E tyre change. It was a rather slick one too, perhaps not Formula One star, but it was certainly in Le Mans fashion. He called it quits a few laps later. Lap 4 was where Buemi started to make some places. He moved up to P3 in front of Loic Duval at the hairpin in what was a very easy-peasy move described by commentator Jack Nicholls. Lap 8, Buemi was at it again, but this time it was for the lead in front of Jerome D'Ambrosio, and he took it in commanding style. Meanwhile, while that was going on further back, Team Aguri's Nathaniel Berton spun in the last corner in front of Jean-Éric Vergne. Of all the people to do it, he'd already blocked him in qualifying, and now he'd caused the yellow flag. Needless to say, Jean-Éric Vergne was not a happy Frenchman. Lap 18, and all the cars came into the pits. The leaders especially were very close together. However, Sebastian Buemi came out still in the lead, but it was Lucas Degrassi who made up the most ground, getting in front of both Dragon Racing cars. Dragon had a torment of a pit stop, with Sam Bird managing to split the two cars. However, it wasn't celebrations for long for the Bird side of the Virgin garage. He had to stop out on track and do a full reset. He had an electrical issue which persisted, and he later called it quits as well, retiring again for the second time out in Uruguay. Lap 32 was the penultimate lap, and Vergne decided to dive down the inside of Nelson Piquet Jr. for 8th place at the hairpin, causing a massive lock-up. He went too deep, and Piquet managed to cut back. There was a bit of argy-bargy and wheel-to-wheel contact, perhaps making Mr. Piquet a little bit angry as they ran down the rest of the lap. In the fast left-right chicane, braking towards it, Piquet listed lazily, I suppose you could put it, to the right, hit the wall, and in Sergio Perez Monaco 2011 style, went straight into the tyre barrier after losing his back end and completely destroyed the rear of his car. He was out on the spot, and a very lucky Mr. Vergne went straight past. So that was the end of the race. Sebastian Buemi won in commanding style from Lucas Degrassi and Jerome D'Ambrosio, who managed to keep third place from his teammate Loic Duval. It was a good race for Dragon Racing, who leave cautiously optimistic. Prost was 5th, da Costa 6th, Vergne was 7th, Apt was 8th, 9 was Sarrazin, and Robin Fries was rewarded for a hard day's work with the final points paying position in 10th. His teammate Simona Di Silvestro scored her best result in 11th. Oliver Turvey was 12th after running in the points, but being forced to have a penalty. Oliver Rowland managed to claw his way up from a terrible start to finish 13th. Nathaniel Berton, after spinning, finished last of the runners in 14th. Nelson Piquet Jr., as you just heard, retired along with Senna and Bird. However, in what was a tame race for Formula E, there was still plenty of action and excitement as the Swiss E-Dams driver leads heading into the new year by just 1 point in front of Apt Schaffler Audi Sports Lucas Degrassi. The next race is in Buenos Aires in Argentina on the 6th of February, where Aguri driver da Costa won his first E-Prix. Stay tuned to eRacing.net throughout the Christmas period for updates and build-up to the next race. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and on behalf of the whole eRacing team, I wish you a very happy holiday. Until next time, bye-bye.